So I am here at the Berrylands pub with the chairman of the new rebranded Surbiton Dekker RFC, Robert Holmes. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for hosting this event so far. So this club has been Rakel Dekker RFC for 65 years. What made the club so special?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming. The our USP was always be that probably we should never have been around for 65 years. A one-team club with no clubhouse in the most populated rugby club county in the country, in an area where we are surrounded by much larger clubs. We almost became the little club that could, and the little club that probably shouldn't have done. And so our attitude towards our own identity and making sure that we continue to get sides out on a regular basis became a bit of a siege mentality, which we embraced and really enjoyed, and I think has elevated us far beyond the sum of our parts, to be honest, with regards to our stature within the constituent body.
And you are now Surbiton Dekker RFC, so what changes now?
Our offering mainly. Unfortunately, the company we were named after has long since gone from the local area. And 30 years ago, people would have known Dekker because it was signposted all over the place. The Rakel part has long since gone. The difference for us now is embracing a predominantly non-contact sport or non-contact aspects of our sport, still enjoying the rugby, still being able to get together and embrace the game, but at the same time offering predominantly non-contact rugby in an area which has been underrepresented, certainly with regards to there's not been a Surbiton rugby club before as far as we're aware.
And just more on the sort of offering that you are giving out. What new exciting activities will this club offer?
So we're now going to be offering weekly walking and touch rugby every week at Elmridge Avenue. And we think that this gives the opportunity for us to be able to provide people the facility to be able to play the game of rugby, whether they be previous players that are coming back to the sport, whether they are people that haven't played for some time, whether people that want to get involved in it, but also opens it up to a larger demographic with regards to health issues and people that want to get a bit more active. Everybody's being told you should be more active, you should be more social. So we believe that this offering as a predominantly non-contact rugby club will give us the opportunity to tap into that local community, provide a vital service to the community with regards to the personally I believe is the most wonderful team sport in the world, because you genuinely need all sorts and all shapes and all sizes, but to be able to open that out to our local community as an introduction to the sport, as a way to be more active, to be more social, and people want to be part of a bigger thing than themselves. Going to the gym is fantastic and more power to you, but to have that sense of community and to be more social and to have social events that come off the back of this activity, this exercise, we believe is going to put us in a perfect spot to be able to continue to grow and to evolve and to continue to exist.
And just more on that social aspect that you were just touching on there, how has this club expanded socially with new group events that you've been hosting?
In our previous guys, we had kind of landmark events. We would have season openers, we would have Christmas dinners, we would have activities towards the end of the season. And it was actually one of our younger members who kind of called us out to a certain extent at our AGM and said, for a social club, we're not particularly social, we're not regularly social. In hindsight, looking back at that, the lack of activity week in, week out, the lack of games has kind of led to the fact that we're not together as much as we were. So, you know, we would go from playing three or four times a month, and then there would be, you'd go for a beer afterwards, and then it would roll on. That goes away, and then what happens is you end up getting together only three or four times a year. We've now really focused on paying specific attention to making sure that we have regular and frequent social events for people to attend, And but at the same time, there's no pressure for them to take part. The event's going to happen, whether that event be today, like we've relaunched and we're getting together for a bit of a relaunch party, whether it's a case of we're going for a picnic in the park at the, in Tolworth at the end of the month, or more organised events. 70 of us are going to watch the Red Roses versus the Black Ferns at Twickenham. The idea is that we've been exposed to. There is a requirement within our member base that we get together on a regular basis, more frequently, and we hope that by attracting new people, that the numbers are taking part of that, and the numbers of people that enjoy those activities will increase.
And just finally, there is a huge shift in this club in terms of identity, but you want to help preserve some of Ray Caldecker's old identity. How are you planning on doing that?
So this evening at our launch party, we've got gentlemen that have played for, that started playing for the club in the 70s. So, you know, there's 50-odd years of experience there. What we'd like to do is, by being more frequent in our social activities, by being more frequent in our non-contact offering, that's how people get to know the stories. And the stories that we've already got live on. But also, we create new stories, and those stories add to the lore of our club. So it's not just a case of constantly looking back. It's a case of getting people in, letting them understand that whilst the name, we're on day one of Serbent and Decker today, but this is 65 years plus one day. And if we want to be here in the next 65 years, we need to add to those memories. We need to add to those stories, those anecdotes that we've either said or heard 1,000 times, and we'll continue to do it 1,000 times. But what we will do is we'll add new ones, and those new ones will be repeated. Those new ones become our law.
Robert Holmes, thank you very much for your time.
That awesome. Was thank you very much.
Robert Holmes, the chairman of Surbiton Dekker RFC, speaking to Radio Jackie.